21 minutes after 8 o'clock, Diane Lowe joining us. It is Random Ramblings with Diane Lowe. Well, you know, we came up with that name so long ago, and it just seems to stick very well. I love it.
I'm very random, and I ramble a lot.
Oh, you don't ramble all that much. We love seeing you.
I love being here, too.
Well, you've got some big news today. This is outstanding. Tell our listeners what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to spill the beans about something that happened last August 1st.
Okay. This past August 1st, this summer?
Yep,
okay.
This past summer.
What happened?
Our family, several of our family, was involved in photo shoots for Tractor Supply Company. Mm-hmm. There's a couple girls wandering around the road, and they were looking at my son's barn, and my husband went out and talked to them. Mm-hmm. They were going to be doing photo shoots for Tractor Supply, and they were looking for a place, and my son's barn didn't exactly fit, but then they got to talk, and so they went to the barn. And they hired three of my sons, a grandson, two of my daughter-in-laws, and my husband, and the two dogs.
Oh, and the two dogs.
To be in the photo shoot. And so everybody said, yeah, we'll do that.
That is so cool.
Then she called me and asked me if she could hire me to iron the clothes because they're going to be shipping all these clothes out here. And I said, Okay. Sure, no problem.
Uh-huh.
Well, then she called me back a few days later. She says, we're going to have to pay you a little bit more because there's going to be a little bit more clothing than we thought.
Okay.
They brought on a freight truck, a shrink-wrapped stack of boxes, six feet tall, 250 pounds of clothing.
Like Christmas, 10
yes.
times over.
Yes. And I had to unwrap them all. I had to undo them, and I had to iron them all and keep them separate. They were all labeled with the people's names.
Okay.
Because it was my family, and we gave them names of other people. There was another set of neighbors, and actually two or three neighbors that did it. And the photo shoot was out in Eastmanville. There's green barns out there. There's a farm that has green and white barns, and they chose that place to do the main photo shoots.
Okay.
So some of the people that work there are in the photo shoots, too.
That is so amazing.
We got there, and they had to do hair and makeup, and even the guys got makeup, they were thrilled with that.
I'm sure they were.
And the photographer, and I was going to look up his name again. His name is Greg Somebody from South Dakota.
Okay.
If you go to my blog and you find, I've blogged about this, there is a link to his page, and he's just got some outstanding photos. But what was fun was to see how they did certain things.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the things I knew, for instance, the shirts were a little bit too big for some of them, so they'd pin them back. But there's a picture of my son, my third son, and he is taking an axe, and he's hitting a log.
Okay.
And for that to look more realistic, they put dirt on there. So when the axe hit the log,
the dirt would fly. Sure.
And then when another one, my husband was using a log splitter. My other son was behind him with a log. And then when he threw it, they had put dirt on it so the dirt would fly.
Okay.
But it's really fun. And if you just, my niece and somebody, or my cousin and somebody else just called. I don't get the press, but I happen to get the flyer in the mail. There's quite a few pictures of our family in there right now. There's a whole crew. And mind you, they're all in Carhartts, and it was August 1. It was like 80 degrees.
Oh, I bet they were cooking.
Did they
get to keep the clothes?
No.
Oh, too bad.
We did not keep the clothes. And some of the clothes, like the back, had big old holes in them. They just used them just for the front. And,
sure.
But it was so much fun to see how they did it. And now, if you go into any Tractor Supply stores above the spinners, there's pictures of three of my sons and my husband and my daughter-in-laws. I got pictures there, and my grandson's got pictures. They're kind of here, there, and everywhere.
That is so cool. You got to be so proud.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
I'll bet it was. You've kept this under wraps all this time because you've talked several times. We really haven't talked about
it. I know. No, have not talked about it. And they've been out in a couple ads, and they're on the online ads, too. But the latest one that just came out, there's quite a few out of all those pictures. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 of them with my family in it.
That's cool. Did you take the ad and put it on your blog as well?
I think I took a picture. No, not really, because this is the print ad, and the one online is a little bit different.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Right, but go to my blog, you'll see it. But if you go to Tractor Supply, you'll see it. And if you get it in the flyer, some of those are mine, some of them aren't. But it was just a fun day.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations to you and your family.
Thanks.
That's what a cool thing. She's got.
Yeah.
And Diane's got the ad right here in her hand, and she's smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah.
Proud mom, for sure.
Yeah, they're good-looking kids.
Absolutely. Well, I see why. Well, Diane Law, thanks so much. We look forward to hearing you next week on
All
Random
right.
Ramblings, okay?
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks.